So six things that make you a better investor. Analyze your mistakes. Number two, balance your risk. Meaning, understand where your risk pocket is. Like, don't overexceed because then you start to be greedy, right? Balance your risk. Find out where your risk zone at. And it's okay to open up, but don't try to do it all at once, right? Next, stop attending the time of market. You can't. Nobody can. Nobody has never done it over the history of the market. Some people have gotten lucky, but you cannot do it consistently. One, find your strength in pockets. Like, in order to find your strength in pockets, it simply means keep developing yourself over and over. Keep developing. Find out what parts of the market that you like. Find out what parts of the market that you don't like, right? What parts of the market do I like? What parts of the market don't I like, right? And once you find where you like, get strong there. And don't just say, I like NVIDIA because, you know, I like NVIDIA. Why you like it? I don't know, it's running up. Well, when it start going down, you ain't gonna like it no more. Treat a gamble like a gamble, treat an investment like an investment. Man, I'm buying some NVIDIA stock. Why you buying it? It's running up. Why when it go down? I sold it. Why? It went down. Find your strength in pockets. Give yourself time. Give yourself time. There's 11 sectors in the market. Those sectors are broken down into industries. Find your pockets where you are really strong at. If you're a woman that does cosmetics, then you might like that Ulta Beauty, Elf Beauty, L'Oreal. You like anything that dealing with makeup, you like that. If you're a workout enthusiast, you're going to like that. Lululemon, Nike, that's your area. You're going to look into tennis, that's your area. If you're into technology, you're going like, find your area, find the pockets that you like and that you understand. And it's not saying that you don't understand the other pockets, but you give yourself time and grace. The reason how, like, in the beginning, I used to not like medical. But now people that know me, you know I enjoy medical device companies. I enjoy studying the medical device field, which is why you see me talk about Lululemon. I mean, you see me talking about Eli Lilly. You see me talking about Medtronic. You see me talking about companies like this. Why? It took me some time, but that's why. I bought an ETF called IHI. Here's the thing. If you want to learn about an industry, buy the ETF on an industry or sector that you like. Study that ETF until it makes sense to you. Once it starts making sense to you, you find a company that you really like, boom. And I like to call that, I get paid while I learn. I buy ETFs, I study the ETF, study the companies in the ETF, I'm getting paid while I learn. Next, never stop learning. And number six, keep funding. It should have been keep funding your account. That's my fault. Don't never stop putting money in the account. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Put more money in your investment account than you put in your savings account. Now, y'all don't know, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that Dave Ramsey say, but go on and put that $1,000 up. I gotta keep it real where it's real. Dave Ramsey, once I saw that stat that said people, the average person can't afford $1,000 emergency. Man, go put them 20. I need you to put $2,500 up. Because don't get the emergency and be broke afterwards. So your first thing you need to be doing, first thing, and I got to keep, you know, I got it from Dave Ramsey, so I ain't going to say I didn't. I got to give him a prop. But once, I got to give him a props on it because once I saw the stat, it made it real. I'm like, man, because I've never, I'm going to be real with you. I've never had an emergency account. Never had it. I've never like, yo, this is my emergency fund. And this my savings. And this my, it was all one pot for me. It's all one pot. Savings, emergency, life, food, gas, clothes. It's all one pot. It's all one pot. But when I saw the dad, I said, oh, okay. Like, this is adult financing right here. Right? So if the average person don't have $1,000, you shouldn't even much be investing. I'm gonna keep that 100. If you ain't got $1,000 or $2,000 on the side that you ain't touching no matter what, you shouldn't even much be investing, yo. And I'm going to be real. I got to add that to my formula for people. If you ain't got $1,000 or $2,000 on the side, you shouldn't even much be investing. And the reason why, I'm getting tired of, and I'm telling you, that stat made so much sense to me. Because people be coming to me now and they like, bro, this is my last 500. This is my last 1,000. Well, you don't need to invest that, bro. I got a hot 600. Bro, don't laugh, bro. Why would you do that, Jose? Why would you do that? Nah, but people be, bro, my DMs be crazy. Trap, I got a hot 600, bro. What I supposed to do? I don't know. I was saying it on live earlier today. A queen hit me up in my DM and she was like, man, Trap, I need to flip some money fast. What I need to do? I said, I have no idea. She said, I need to flip some money fast in a short term. What do I do? I said, I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Because every time I tried to get money fast, it was me risking my life and I was in jail. So that ain't the route to go. I don't know what to tell you. But what stock I can get? None of them. Not now one of them. If you need to make some money fast, not now one of them. Because that's ain't what this game for. You do got to start somewhere. But if you got a hot 600, that ain't what you start with. If all you got is $600 to your name, that ain't where you start. And the reason why is because life gone life and you're going to need that 600. And the market isn't guaranteed to go up when you put the money in. In most cases, and I'm going to be real, this even happened with me. In most cases, I'm talking about like 80% of the time, when I buy something, whether it's an option or a stock, it goes down. And then it comes back up. So if you got a hot 600 and you put 600 in, it goes to 559, you couldn't afford to lose the 600. So I know the $39, $49 loss, you're going to take it out. Now you got to pay taxes on the $40. you all messed up now. So if you got a hot 600, your goal should be, how do I now go find a way to earn some money? So I can put $1,000 or $1,500 on the side and now I can go get in the market. That's called adult financing. I just made that term up, Jose. And I'm going to just keep it 100% real with you. If you are over the age of 18 years old and you can't go find a way to make $2,500, you got a whole nother type of issue. I'm keeping it 100 with you. If you're over the age of 18, if you over the age of 21, I'm a kid, 18, I still be at the crib. If you over the age of 21 and you can't go make $2,500, you got another kind of issue going on. And you have all your functioning things. You have your arms, you have your legs, you have your head, you got your chest. You physically able. All right, let me make sure I say that. Let me make sure I specify that. If you over the age of 21 and you are healthy, you don't have no type of handicaps. You got everything, arms, legs, you don't have no difficulties doing nothing. Your only problem is that you're lazy, we have a problem. Here's the problem. Some of y'all got too much pride. You so stuck on you want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want nobody to see me at Walmart. I don't want nobody to see me at Target. I don't want nobody to see me at McDonald's. I don't want nobody to see me at whatever. I don't want nobody to see me. You feel me? You got too much pride to go do the necessary. You cannot negotiate the necessary. Man, I remember I was young, man. My grandma used to make me sell. We used to sell watermelons, dog. Bro, all my homies used to be playing. And I remember my grandma installed. That's why I'm the way I am now, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I used to be embarrassed. Man, why do I gotta go sell these fruits for, man? Sell these damn fruits? But she taught me hustle. She had a little nickel plate at 25. She had the nickel plate at 25 with the pearl handle. And she said, you protect this truck with your life with this gun. And she used to leave me on Crowder by myself in the East with a truck full of watermelons, cuz, and a 25. And this before Cash App, PayPal, or anything. So I'm getting the money and putting it in my little fanny pack. You better protect this truck with your life. I'm talking about they got every bit of 300 watermelons on it, cuz. It got so much watermelons on it, cuz. The front of the truck up a little bit, the back down. Put the gate down. Roll them watermelons up. I said, what you gonna pay me? She said, nigga, you live in my house. I pay you nothing. You better learn how to get some tips. Say less. I'm carrying 2 watermelons to the car. What's up? I'm getting $3 tips, $5 tips. I did it the whole summer. I come out the summer, I got $1,000. My homies who out, they broke. I started loving the hustle. Oh, okay. Who we got? A watermelon, red to the rind. We got them sweet. We got them sweet watermelons, red to the rind. And we got them cantaloupes too. You want them cantaloupes? We got them. Watermelon, red to the rind. Young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old. When I got real good, she started leaving me with 2 trucks. And then it went from watermelon season to mustard green season. Oh, we got cabbage. We got collard greens. We got mustards. What you need? We got it. We got cabbage. We got collard. We got mustards. We got them by the bundle. We got them by the batch. What you need? We got it. Taylor's Produce. Because I learned how to hustle. I learned how to talk. I learned how to do business. I learned how to do sales. Because I knew my grandma told me, I ain't paying you nothing. You live under my roof. You better get some tips. And I said, say less. People giving me $3, $5, $7. I'm hustling. As soon as you pull up, I'm at the car. How you doing? How you doing, man? We got them watermelons. We got them cantaloupes. We got them honeydew melons. We got whatever you need. 1 for $3, 2 for $5. Best watermelon. Sweet to the red meat. Sweet to the red meat. Oh, what you got? You don't got to get out the car, man. My gosh, what you want, 2? Because one ain't going to do it. No, you're going to eat one by yourself. What you need? You need 2. You need a good honeydew with it. 2 with a honeydew will get you through. What you need? How much is 7 honeydew for? If you get the 2 for $5, I'll get a honeydew for 3. I'm talking that talk. What you need? I'm coming to the car. And I was good with Matt. You give me a 20, I'll keep the chain. I'm going my chain. And I got the fanny pack on. With the 25 with the 7 bullets in it. Stop playing. So my partners were making fun of me. You ain't playing football. You ain't doing this. End of the day, I got $50. End of the day, I got $100. End of the summer, I got $1,200, $1,300. I'm 11, 12 years old. And one thing my grandma did, she ain't never tell you, it's your money. You do what you want to do with it. But I'm going to tell you, don't go waste it all in one spot. And then when school time came around, it was cabbage season. Because watermelon's in the summer. It's cabbage season. I had to go from the East to Mississippi. Load 2 trucks of mustard greens, collard greens, turnip greens, cabbage, drive back 1.5 hours with her, take a shower, and still go to school. And still go to school. And if I wasn't doing good in school, all my tips was for her. So I better be doing good in school. If I wasn't doing good in school, all my tips was for her. It's a different type of hustle. It's a different type of hustle going on. It was in me. That's the type of stuff I grew up with. Two didn't tell you, man, my grandma was serious. She was serious. She put that in me. That hustle was there. If you don't learn how to talk to people for no tip, they ain't getting no tip. Don't just depend on people to give you a tip. Know how to work, but they gotta give you one. So if you over the age of 21 years old and you don't know how to go make $2,500, you got a deeper rooted issue. The problem today is we too lazy.